This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. Let's get the headlines here brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia miles in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Miami Hurricanes, they lose this weekend, 42-38 to Syracuse. The Heat, back on the hardwood tonight against the Boston Celtics. They lost to the Raptors yesterday, 119-116. Tyler Hero had 31 points. Jimmy Butler hurt his knee in the fourth quarter. Probably knows for the next hour on Jimmy's status tonight against the Celtics, and see where that's at. The Panthers, got to give them a shout-out. They have won three in a row. Panthers doing that thing when they take on teams that they could face in the playoffs, they smoke them. Leafs, Hurricanes, they were like, let's just check off these three wins in a row. They won 6-3, 6-0 over the weekend. Spencer Knight had a shutout. Barkey getting going. They beat the Leafs as well. They're back in action tomorrow against the Pinguinos in get that going. So this is that is what your action was locally. We've been talking about the Dolphins. Mike McDaniel will talk to the media later today. Yesterday in the NFL, anything stand out to you, Leroy, from week 13? We haven't really talked about Sunday as a whole other than Bills clinching the division.
I went a little stat searching.
Okay.
And I want to ask you, just you and Vlad, give me the top rushing teams in the NFL.
Just guessing.
And I'll tell you if you're – and they'll all have something in common.
Yeah, I pretty much they're all Northeastern teams and playing the cold. Baltimore is one.
Yep.
Philadelphia is probably number two.
Philadelphia is one. Baltimore is two.
Okay. Well, okay.
Detroit three. Yeah.
Detroit three.
Detroit is four.
Who would be
Pittsburgh?
Number
three?
Pittsburgh is – yep.
Number three?
Three.
No, Pittsburgh's like 10th.
A 10th.
No,
Buffalo?
Runs it less. No, the Chargers. Chargers got to be in the top 10, right?
Nope.
Nope? Okay.
Who are we missing? Do we say Ravens?
Yeah, we said Ravens and Ravens. Eagles. Ravens and Eagles.
I'll give them to you.
Buffalo? It's was Eagles. Buffalo in it?
We just said no.
I'll give them to you. The Eagles, one. Ravens, two. Commanders, three. Lions, four. Packers 5, Cardinals 6, 49ers 7, Buccaneers 8, Steelers 9, Saints 10th. Only one of those teams has a losing record. And they all run the ball in a very similar fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not for September and October and the beginning of November. That's for this time of year. So these teams will separate themselves from the rest of the league with how they play and how physical they play on the lines of scrimmage.
So weather doesn't matter with some of those teams that you're mentioning, because one is a dome team.
Correct.
And
correct.
Right.
Correct.
So
that's my whole point. I'm not.
So
it,
then
it's not,
you got to go to personnel and coaching.
It's not the fact that. Look, I don't care where they play. And I don't care how successful they are. I've been saying this all year. Like, there is nothing worse in a football game than you handing your ball off, handing the ball off and being second and 15. I would never risk it.
So, but then
you see what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
Especially for this team.
And
at some point during all of these games, these teams and this coach, the head coach, will turn around and say, let's run the damn ball.
He doesn't do that.
He doesn't. I don't know whether it's because they don't have the personnel.
But then that's what I'm saying. Here's the thing. And I said this early to you guys this year. The Dolphins are the only team that I don't understand that draft for the division they're in. They play in three cold cities.
And they don't draft.
Draft for playing in those damn cold cities.
Big offensive lineman, a bruising running back.
I mean, they did draft the biggest offensive lineman in the draft this year. They just don't play him.
So then who's that on? It's on the player, but then it's on the coaches to develop the player.
Everybody says he can play.
So then what's the problem?
Well, I'll tell you.
Daniel pulling a spell?
I'll tell you what happened. I mean, we know that he's already been banged up. Teron looked like he got beat bad a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like he was playing.
Armstead?
Motion. Yeah.
Oh, those two plays in that second quarter, he was about to yell at a running back.
Looked like he couldn't even get out of the blocks.
It did look like one of them. He thought he was going to get a chip help.
Maybe.
And the running back didn't chip.
Maybe. By the way, did you guys see Mike McDaniel, Leroy? He got some heat from a former Dolphin. Old Reggie Bush wants him fired.
Why?
I don't know. He said he's not qualified. Reggie Bush went on the comment section of ESPN NFL, Stephen A. Smith, who was basically writing the Dolphins off. And Reggie Bush said, fire the coach. He should have never had the opportunity. He sucks.
Now, I'm not willing to go that far.
What about Cam taking a shot at Tua's arm strength?
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, that's not surprising.
Cam had great arm strength and he completed.
But he made a good argument because he said even that one year he took that internship in New England, he said he didn't realize the difference in the cold in the Northeast and the winds and how it you have to learn how to throw in those conditions. And he just doesn't think Tua's arm strength is good enough for those conditions in the cold.
Really? There's been a lot of quarterbacks who you would say didn't have a cannon that have been successful up north, right? Sometimes if you don't have the strongest arm, your timing got to be better. If you don't have the strongest arm, then your accuracy has to be better. Like, so you can play without all the physical tools that everybody says, you know, he needs to have to be successful. I'm not buying that. Like, guess what? All the greatest receivers in the world weren't fast. Right? We put this one stat on or this one requirement on a player, the greatest of all time. And some would say, and Jerry Rice was not fast.
I just think that Leroy, overall with the team though, like they got to have a deep look at their evaluation of where they're at because they're very clearly not close to being anywhere they're not close to where they have to be. The coach has made this whole thing this year about, we're going to be ready for those games. We're going to be a more well-rounded offense. We're going to be all these things. And none of it has taken a step forward this year. You know, and sorry that they had to go a few games without Tua. We knew that that was definitely a thing that they had to go up against. But they've also been .500 since Tua's been back. And the teams that they've had to really level up against, they haven't looked good enough.
I would say this, that to your point, they're not good enough to beat those teams. But I would say I'm starting to believe that the way football works, sometimes you have to apply pressure when you're getting pressure. So when a team tries to come physically at you, you got to be able to show them that you can be a physical team. If not, then you empower the other team to push you around. And I think you don't have to play. You can still play the same style of football that you play. And I'm not saying that the offensive design is is unbelievable, the way they can execute. But I'm saying there's times in a football game where all that crap is out the door and you just lining up and playing football, playing physical football. And I know people say to me all the time, football has changed. Has it? Look at that list again. The one thing they all have in common, physical run game. It doesn't mean they don't have a high-powered offense.
No, oh, Lions are fun.
I mean, you look at the Detroit Lions.
Lions are fun.
They run every play under the sun offensively.
I know, I missed that.
But guess what?
Remember when we were that?
They come. It comes you a point in
that.
Time.
Oh, we were that.
No, you weren't.
No, we were that, dude.
No, you weren't balanced.
No, we were that.
You weren't balanced like that.
It comes a point in time where my man will look back at the offensive coordinator and say, hey, let's run the damn ball. We're not being physical enough. That happens in football games.
Well, he was, you know.
You got to be able to do it.
He didn't dance with the one that brought him. You know, he's rats off a ship on Mostert. He's rats off a ship on Jeff Wilson. You know, these physical running backs, he's trying to gash it up the middle with a 140-pound guy.
But again.
Who is Jalen Wright?
And then here's the other thing. When it gets cold, You know why I used to like when it got cold? Because you could just go and push the pile for 5 yards.
He needs to wear more layers when it's cold. Mike McDaniel looks too chilly.
Remember Digital Underground? Remember the Humpty? Remember the guy that did the Humpty dance?
Yeah.
That's how he looked like in that cold. His nose was...
But that's it. Look, he coached. You said it perfectly. Comes a time when you got to go man Campbell. And you don't have to be that all the time. And Detroit is a perfect example of that. They run more trickery than anybody. But guess what? When it gets down to it, what do you know them as? A physical football team.
Yeah, man wants to bite your ankles. He lets you know from the jump.
That's the point, is that when you get into the fourth quarter with 4 minutes left, you got the ball with a 3 or 4 point lead, and all you have to do is get one timeout and the game's over.
Yeah, but you want to know another?
Can you do it without throwing a pass?
I'll tell you another thing that's annoying about them too, though, when they get into these big games on the road. Man, their discipline just falls apart. Like, they got 100 flags on plays that just make their drives go, like, completely backwards. And
how many flags did they have this?
I'll go look. I'll see what the finals on it was. But it was like there was that one, the drive early on. Game started on a false start. Then he had a false start on Julian Hill. It was like, I was like, oh, my God. They just keep shooting themselves in the foot with these things.
Yeah, let me see. I'll check right now.
10 penalties for 75 yards.
Yeah, 10's a lot. 10's a lot.
Just like it's just frustrating, like little stuff like that. You know what I mean, man? Like they just, I don't know.
I just know, and I've said this a lot with this team, is that when you get into those moments where you need to control the line of scrimmage and you need to dominate a team and win a game, like all the other teams that are above you, either in your division or in your conference, do. You can still have your offense. But when it's 20 degrees and snow on the ground, you better be able to be physical. Because guess what? You see what Green Bay did? A lot of times, they just went forward because the defense is on skates. And you got to be able to be willing to do that and just win the game.
You think Fangs was watching the TV on Thanksgiving? You know, probably with his cranberry sauce, because the old love cranberry sauce.
Really? Hey, real cram. Not the, hey, I brought my own cranberry.
Oh, like you out of the can, or did you?
Out of the can,
yeah,
baby.
Gelatinous, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the old love that. And so what I'm saying is, like, Fangs is sitting there, and he's, like, watching Javon Holland, and he's like, you see?
He was right about Cam Ward. Cam Smith.
Cam Smith, he's like, you see? And then that's it. And that, you know, he's like, oh, what are you guys watching there?
Did he miss tackles last year? We're missing tackles. I'm just saying. It's just.
I just think that it's one thing to say you're going to be physical. It's another thing to put your face in it and not care about the ramifications, right? I had to play a certain way because I wasn't running away from nobody. I called it confrontational football.
I kind of had one of those moments where I was watching, you know, before they called back that Damian Martinez run, I was thinking to myself, oh, that's Mark Fletcher. It's going for six.
And I just...
Unfortunately, apparently when you pancake somebody, though, it's a holding call. Sorry, didn't know the rules, refs.
That let me tell you something.
That was garbage.
You know me and penalties. That wasn't a penalty.
Garbage.
That was a young man getting manhandled and dumb trucked. And it was so just bad. He got hit, beat up so bad, they threw a flag.
But let me ask you this, though. With both teams, football teams, yeah. Even if they got into the playoffs, you didn't – nobody – I mean, we don't think the Dolphins were going to win even if they got the 7th seed. But did you think the Canes could win a national title with the defense that they had if they got in the college football playoffs?
I mean, I think you probably saw they weren't good enough to win a national title, but I do think that that quarterback has shown, like, you – like, look.
Hell, I don't
know. Whatever game he's in, he's had a chance to win. And you can't –
that, see, that much – here's the thing, though. When you get into the college playoffs, there's teams that do certain things. Like, you know that some teams are going to try to dominate you up front. And they're going to be physical, and they're going to run the football, and then play action and stuff like that. And those are the teams that I don't care how good they are, how high ranked they are, you have a chance against because you can score, right? And if they're going to methodically move the ball down the field and you're going to score, if it gets off schedule and now they got to play catch up, it gives you a chance. I don't care how good the team is. There's some teams that are high powered and they throw the ball all over the place and they score a bunch of points. Those are the teams that would give them a problem. So it's kind of a matchup thing that depending on where you play and who you play against, you have a chance. So I think, personally, that they would have a chance against Alabama because Alabama is not going to throw the football.
Yeah, but Milroe would run all over that defense.
Yeah. Again, I'll take my chances.
But they're going to be in the game.
That runs the ball.
Like, they're still they're going to get their points.
Right.
If they get the ball.
They're going to get their points, though. Like, no matter what. Like, even in games where there's been control, like, it's been lost by a fumble at the end. And, you know, decided we're going to give them back the ball down, you know, with a 4-point game. Like, there's never been a game, Vlad, with that quarterback where you're like, oh, he's out of it. Even in the most dire of circumstances. So I think, and that's, you know, well, like, if it lines up for him, I think that's going to be their argument when it comes down to it. And he's a, you know, and he is a box office draw. So we'll see.
With that Alabama quarterback, too. He's the Heisman Trophy winner. I mean, he was a Heisman Trophy runner-up last year. So he's also...
Well, I think Travis Hunter locked that up last year.
No, last year I'm talking about. Last year...
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, but
Milroe, it's Alabama. That's the thing right now. When we're See, this is what messes up.
But wait, can I ask you this?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Alabama... Is it still Alabama without Nick Saban?
Yeah.
Not according to Feinbaum scholars. Strike three. Strike three, dude!
Yeah, it's still Alabama.
Okay.
We'll take a break. Back after this. Very exciting. Very exciting. Oh, hello, Jennifer. Very exciting. We have a Towen and Leroy exclusive.
Whoa.
Rockville!
Yeah!
Is coming back to Daytona International Speedway in May, and we've got your chance to win 4-day general admission passes to see Shinedown, Green Day, Linkin Park, Korn, Measle Possum, and a whole lot more. One grand prize winner is going to take a Rockville Holiday Mystery Box. So keep on listening. And you can figure out how to win. We'll give those away. Huge bands, all J-Fix favorites, including Measle Possum.
Yeah, what songs do they play?
Oh, Infected Marsupial, their number one hit, J-Fig.
Isn't that what Leroy had in his backyard last
I
week
think it might have been. I'm not really sure. But that is coming. Rockville.
Leroy must have ate that as a kid.
What?
Possum.
No, see, that's like that's where me and my homies separated with some of their food choices. I didn't eat squirrel. I didn't eat chitlins.
Good meat. Them good meat, boy.
Hey, nah. You know, my grandmother would say, she would always say, "You like that? That's rabbit." I'm like, "Tastes like chicken, huh?"
Thanks for telling us, Grandma.
And then she'd say, "Y'all like that meatloaf? That's venison."
What?
I'm like, we don't even have deer in Louisiana. What are we doing?
We found one.
Yep. That's it.
Let's get to 50 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by your Southern Lexus dealers. The Lexus December to November sales event is why you stay on the nice list. Find yours and get offers on select models, but only for a limited time now through January 2nd. Make it a December to remember. Dolphins will have to make it a December to remember, starting against the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers is going to start, according to Ulbrich. They're going to still trot him out there, looking old as hell. Did he blame it on the wind yesterday, Vlad?
I don't know. I was doing a show here. So I haven't watched him in the
Well, last he blew. 2 weeks. He had Garrett Wilson wide open, dude, and he blew it.
Yeah, and he threw it.
And I'm pretty sure he blamed the wind.
No, he said he should have thrown that. That's the one clip I did see. He's like, I should have hit Garrett with the open touchdown. But it was funny. It was absolutely funny. But keep on losing so we can get Cam Ward.
Oh, that would make me very unhappy. That would make me as unhappy as when you guys got Santana Moss, hey, but didn't keep him.
Even when y'all win, y'all lose, though.
What do you mean?
I mean, you think if Cam Moore's there, y'all better?
I don't know. We're getting a whole new regime.
Who's going to be the coach?
I don't know. We're getting a whole new regime. See, this is the one thing about when you're piss poor bad. At least when they start anew, you have new hope. Next year, y'all go into year four of this.
That's true.
Y'all not too happy.
Dolphins aren't going
hey,
to.
Don't, hey,
the
no,
Dolphins
no,
aren't,
no, no,
the
no,
Dolphins
no,
aren't
no,
going to
no,
do
no,
anything
no, no,
different.
I'm not going.
No. I can say going, that because it's damn true.
He's right. They're not going to go. And they're not going to change anything.
They're not going to change anything because I told you this before. In all fairness, in all reality, they could have kicked the bucket this year because you know what? The contracts don't kick until next season. But then guess what? Everybody's ass is on the foreman next season.
Yeah.
And if they don't win a playoff game, if they don't get in the playoffs, everybody's gone.
Their asses could have been on the foreman this year, but it would have had to been a disaster. And the thing is they're going to finish like probably with 8 wins, 9 wins, and you're not going to foreman anybody over that, you know? That's it. Like, it's one of those things. They're just going to sit here treading water. They'll be able to look back and say, Tua missed 4 games, and that'll be the out for everybody.
See, Jets have put many bodies on the streets because the streets were calling for bodies, and they gave them bodies.
It kind of just seems
even
like
though
Woody
it was
Johnson.
The wrong bodies.
It might have been the wrong bodies, but bodies were given.
Woody Johnson and just seems to like to give bodies to the streets.
And the person who needs to get is probably going to get his, taken out at the end of the year. But you guys?
I mean, we don't know that. I mean, if he wants to come back, though, like.
But you guys? Y'all got a lot of people that don't want people here. Chris ain't going nowhere, Mr. GM.
Well, what we need is a finger-pointing situation, a schism.
So who's going to – last year was the special teams coach. Who's going to be the body dropped for this season's disappointment?
I think the special teams coach has been the same guy for 3 years.
Wait, somebody got let go because somebody –
Fangs.
No, was it Fangs? Was it Fangs that said?
Yeah, Fangs. Yeah. Fangs was the guy.
Was it somebody else the year prior?
It was the Boyer. What the hell was that guy's name? Yeah, I think it was Josh. Was it Josh Boyer? The guy who was the GM with here was Flores, because he switches to his DC every single year.
So yeah, street's gonna need a body.
What does that mean? What is Weaver supposed to do? You know, Weaver's looking at all those guys. He's like, "You serious, dude? Like, this is how you guys are tackling?"
That was bad. 20 missed tackles.
That was embarrassing. It was embarrassing.
Like, that's why you're right, Leroy. You don't want to blame it on Tua, but it's everybody. Like, those throws that Tobin was talking about, like, those receivers are open. Like, you and it's the coaching staff. You can't
blame everybody. Like, I don't want to just put it on Tua.
Here's why I just fight against that. We're in a situation right now where Tua makes a couple of bad throws. and still completes 80% of his passes, and we're harping on the two bad throws. And nobody's
I'm harping on the game, dude.
I know that.
And that's how the game went. And the thing is, let me just say one thing.
Do you understand? If he makes the plays you want him to make, he's throwing 85, 90%.
I don't know how the game goes. If he makes those plays, maybe it's a different game. But here's the thing. It's not on him. Here's what I'm tired of, okay? The Dolphins have done all of this. Yuck. All they've talked about this year is we're going to kill narratives. We're going to end the playoff streak. We're having our meetings 24 minutes after the hour to mark 24 years since we haven't won a playoff game. If you guys don't think we're going to end that narrative, you guys won't even look at me. The coach and the quarterback, all of them. We're going to be Jalen Ramsey. We're going to be bullies. Oh, dude, you got bullied. And that's all I heard. We're going to be bullies. We're going to change the mentality. All they've done is talk. All they have done is talk, and they have not shown up when the fan base has been expecting this to be the moment. They're dying out here. You're talking a generation of fans. Nope. Showing up disappointing.
What's the solution? Get rid of everybody?
Well, the first guy I would get rid of, I got to be honest with you, is this Jordan Poyer. He sucks, and I'm not sure that he's not a mole. He's the first one who's got to go.
He's definitely a mole.
My mentality is such that there's two parts of football that are all heart and determination. Offensively is short yardage and goal line. And defensively is making a tackle. You see guys that make the tackle. I saw the intangible tackle big boy last night for the Eagles.
DeJean? Cooper or something?
Cooper DeJean tackled the crap out of Derrick Henry.
By himself. Okay? Did you see the attitude he went up there with? Now watch the Dolphins game.
Jordan Poyer ain't doing that.
But you understand what I'm saying. That there's certain aspects of a game that come with a mentality. And that mentality kind of grows when you see one person do it.
Yeah. Snowman.
And so when I say, when you see 20 missed tackles,
mm-hmm.
if you would have saw one great tackle, that would have changed the narrative. That would have changed everything on there because everybody else is like, look at what this dude is doing. You understand?
Yeah.
So when the Eagles saw their guy one-on-one go up there and form tackle, grab the legs, and take him to the ground by himself with open field, and they show that over and over and over and over and over again on film today, that whole defense is going to be sparked, and it's going to be, this is what we expect from everybody.
What do you think fans going to say? Some old scoops saying, now that's how you tackle there, boy.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's how you knock the snot out of him.
You know what?
I'm pretty sure that
Sirianni's going to show that in the meeting, the first meeting you have.
They like using snot bubbles.
This is football.
The old just give an attaboy.
Attaboy there, Cooper. Attaboy, Coop. Attaboy. Knock the snot out of him.
That attitude and the attitude of a whole unit can change with one play. And when a whole bunch of guys go up there half-ass and dragging on the offensive player, then that also. So one bad tackle ends up being two bad tackles, ends up being 20 missed tackles.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Back after this. Everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's mix it on up here. But first, I want to let you guys know it is a Monday Rewind brought to you in part by yourself, a lot of Chevy dealers. You're looking for more power capability and technology with Chevy trucks. You're ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Let's drive on over to Tua, who says the dream is not dead. Here is Tua Tagovailoa.
As far as season hopes, you know, I would say that this one was a tough one for us as a team. I know what this game meant to a lot of guys in that locker room. You know, I wouldn't say the dream's dead for our team just yet. Anything can happen in this league, and you know, we're gonna watch the film. We're gonna look over things that we need to get better at. We're gonna come back next week, and we're just gonna keep chopping wood, and find a way to win the next game, and keep stacking those again.
Dude, let me tell you something right now. If there's one activity I know this Dolphins team would not be good at,
chopping wood.
It's chopping wood. You want to know why? That's meant for the cold, because you chop firewood.
So are you saying that even Zach Sealer?
You want to know something, Jay Fig? He's a chainsaw guy. He wouldn't do it with an axe.
What?
Okay.
Yep. I said it.
Accusing? Oh my goodness.
You know what's weird? The fact that all game they were showcasing Alec Ingold.
Mm-hmm.
The Wisconsin native. And you know, you only saw him for like 6-7 plays.
I know.
Like,
I know.
You don't think he might have been able
I know he's got a bad calf, so maybe he's limited on snaps or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know. He looked like he might have been able to play in that weather, but
Yeah. Don't worry. Inevitably, when he is a Packer one day, he'll be amazing.
Again.
And get every 1 yard carry that he needs to, right?
The thing about cold is, and the thing about terrible conditions, here's what I was always told. As an offense, you know where you're going. The defense has to adjust to you. So they can only really make one move and go. So if you have a chance and you're playing offense, it's always downhill. It's not side to side. Because if you're going side to side, guess what you have to do? You have to plant a foot and go upfield.
But Leroy, you're tough. Like they can't comprehend your adaptation. You're a tough guy. No, you were born in the cold as a football player.
Time out, Leroy. You know what? I'm sick of this. You know why? Fine. You were born in New Orleans, right? You were born in New Orleans. But where the hell did you play college football at?
Michigan.
Where the hell did you play your NFL career at?
Cleveland.
And
Minnesota.
Tough. And
Baltimore.
Tough.
So you don't think your ass didn't get used to the cold? That's why you can play?
He's just a tough man. He's a tough man.
All right, fine. You're a tough man, and you're used to the cold.
He's a tough man who doesn't want to call anybody soft, but the soft can't relate to the tough. He's too tough. He can't relate to these softies. He doesn't want to believe that they're soft.
Soft doesn't have to be spelled S-O-F-T.
The style of football athlete traveled.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
All right.
That
you're all conditioned Leroy.
They called Leroy the snowplow.
All terrain.
Right.
4x4.
But everybody has a guy like that.
Clearly the Dolphins don't.
But that's and I think that's my bigger point is that you have to be a physical, because you know what's funny? Remember when Dan Campbell took over? What was the first thing he said?
Oklahoma drill.
Right. Why?
Tough.
So this has been something that maybe he felt even back then.
I'm pretty sure that Dan Campbell came out of the womb biting kneecaps. I think when they tried to spank him, he bit the doctor's kneecaps.
Like, he played tight end?
Tight end, yeah.
He was a Mike Tice tight end.
Intangibles,
you know what that is?
No, he was that.
You know what that is?
No hands, just all blocking.
No passes.
All hands.
A tight end that caught no passes. He got like 12 catches.
I was laughing yesterday at Freiermuth. I'm just like, that's the most intangibles name, Pat Freiermuth.
Oh, that's a tight end name.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the best tight end name since Mark Bavaro. Like, that sounded like a tight end.
Bavaro. Who do we have? We have Smythe.
Nah, we not knocking Jonnu Smith, though. Jonnu's been a revelation.
Jonnu's great, but he's like a Swiss Army knife, you know?
And here's the upsetting part about this team, right? This is what frustrates me about your team. It's the fact that I've been hearing about this great offense, and it would have been like, man, we had a George Kittle type, somebody who can catch the ball. And you actually have it this season.
Oh, he's been the best part of the offense this year.
But yet the other two are not getting the ball the same way they were. with the addition of this good third receiver.
You started seeing it a little bit last week with Waddle, is that the more Jonnu Smith does, the more opportunities he creates for those other guys. And I believe that they have, every team has made a point of emphasis. At no point in time is Tyreek going to get deeper than us.
Right now, the Dolphins, the dream, according to Tua, the Dolphins 5-7, ninth in the AFC playoff standings. Big Cleveland fans tonight need Cleveland to beat Denver. Got to finish ahead of Indianapolis because they have the tiebreaker on you.
Oh, man, they went for two. You see that?
I did.
That's smart.
Moose.
Why they on the road. Why play around? And they got the moose. He's going to get 2 yards.
He is a.
But that's, you, do you hear what you're saying?
Hmm?
I'm not talking. I'm just talking about a person.
Right.
They got
two of them. They got two of them that can get that yard. You're not putting your quarterback. Wait, no. They could have handed it to Jonathan Taylor, and you would have thought the same thing. But they went with that big 6'5", muscular gazelle named Anthony Richardson. Right. You're not putting Tua in that situation.
No. I'm not saying. I didn't say that so that the Dolphins would think about using Tua.
No. I get what you're
saying. I told you what I would do. I would put Julian Hill. I would put Smythe. And I would put another tight end, and then I would put Julian Hill in the back, and I would put Jonnu Smith behind him and say, all y'all big asses, go get me 2 yards.
They need to sit Mike McDaniel in the offseason with Zonk and learn the wishbone.
And you don't even, like, you don't have to be that extreme, though. Like, you see what I mean? Like, y'all think because I'm saying physical that I'm thinking of wing T and wishbone football. Yeah.
You want to bring back the full eye formation with the foot.
but that's not what Philadelphia is doing.
They don't that's have to. What, they got Saquads.
Again, that's quads not what days, Baltimore dude. Is doing. That's not what. Guess what? Here's a perfect example of what I mean about a physical team. You look at Detroit. They got rid of their running back. And brought another dude in, but they still got that old line. You see what I'm saying? And they still play football a certain way. But when you think of Detroit, what is the first thing you think of? They're tough. They're physical up front. But they run more trick plays than damn near anybody.
They had a trick play with Sewell.
Right.
Yeah, so, they have fun.
So much fun.
But my point is, what's the starting point? What is the starting point of that team?
O-line. Now, listen, the O-line is – you're right.
They're tough.
Okay.
So everything else
– I hate to say it, but the guy who called that many years ago during that same draft was our boy, Robbie the Degenerate. He said the Dolphins didn't have the balls to draft Penei Sewell. Who did the Dolphins draft? Jalen Waddle.
And apparently in that draft, a certain coach wanted to draft Penei Sewell and then get Jordan Love in the second, later on in the draft.
I don't think that was the same draft.
Yeah, it was.
No, I don't think so.
I think it was.
No.
Because you guys went
Tua. Tua was taken the year before.
Tua in Austin. No, Jordan Love was drafted in the second round, bro.
No, Jordan Love was drafted. He was drafted in the 20s.
Nah. In that same draft.
Jordan Love was in Tua's draft. In the first round the next year.
No, Jordan Love was drafted in Tua's draft. Yeah. Penei Sewell was the year after.
Oh, was he the year after?
Penei Sewell was drafted 7th. There's actually footage if you go and look.
Oh, that's the Jalen Waddle, right?
The Lions have put out footage of how much they celebrated when the Dolphins took Jalen Waddle.
Right, because that's why.
Because then they got Penei Sewell.
That's right. You're right. Absolutely right. My bad.
That draft was Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance,
yeah,
Kyle Pitts, Jamar Chase, Waddle, Sewell. I had to say it. Robbie was right. I love Jalen Waddle, too.
Damn.
And Waddle did have a sick catch on that 2-point conversion. But it was window dressing.
Damn. Messed up, man.
You gotta take a break. Back after this.